This is Pulse 2 Match Day Live.
James, we were just talking about the away support. Kenny said, nice gesture. A lot of people saying, lovely for the club to do it. A lot of people saying, it's a PR exercise. You can't win, can you?
No, you can't. But to some extent, all we wanted the boys to have today was just some vocal support, because we know here, as you mentioned just before I came on then, it's a proper old sort of football atmosphere, isn't it? You know, you've got terracing to the right, to the left. I've just been speaking to their commercial manager, who says, you know, they're getting 9.5 every week. So it's going to be a brilliant football affair. And we knew that we had to sort of try and not outdo them. But, you know, it's going to be a tough game. Stuart, as he knows, the last two games haven't been good enough in terms of the results. Yeah. The performance was a little bit better last week. So we just said to the fans, this isn't a PR stunt. It's an expensive PR stunt, if that's what people are saying it is. We just did it because we wanted to give them a chance after Christmas, a difficult away day. We could have had 400 or 500 if we'd have not done this. And I'm delighted that we'll have 800, maybe 900 fans that'll be in full voice and up for the game.
It's been a difficult week, hasn't it? You've taken a bit of flak.
Yep.
As comes with the territory, as we know, and you know the owners have come under a bit of pressure as well to try and get the right bodies in. Where are we at with that? I know we're working hard. Where are we at as far as new signings are concerned?
Well, first question first, yeah, we've come under some pressure this week, we've come under some flack, but that's nothing new. You know, in my position over the last 3 years, it's been up and down. You know,
we've had a good ride, really, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, and you know, listen, I'm not gonna say we don't know how good we've got it, because it's difficult. You know, expectations rise each season, so it's only natural to be wanting to be trying to aim for the top two or three, which is what we've got to do this year. Yeah, the transfer window's been difficult, and people have said we're not prepared, this, that, and the other. We are prepared. The players that we're going for are still the players that we've targeted. You know, we didn't come up with Kelvin Miller in the last week. We've targeted for 6 or 7 months. It just hasn't happened for one reason or another. And there's two or three players that Greg and Edin are working really hard on, along with Stuart, that may land or may not land, but they're still the same players that we targeted, you know, in the summer and last January. Charlie White being the perfect example. We didn't make his name up overnight. That was a 7 or 8 month process. So, and we've still got another good week or so to go. So let's
Are you confident? Are we going to get someone in? Because we certainly need a striker.
I'm confident, yeah. I really back Stuart, and I really back Greg, and I really back Edin. I play my part on the periphery to some extent. But yes, we're not going to give up until we're told we've got to give up. Kelvin Miller being a perfect example of a player that we targeted. We went for him. We put in the bid that we were sort of told was in the region. And we've heard nothing back. So what more can you do with that? You move on. We've also put an offer in this week for a player, again in League One, a defender. We won't name the club, but when we were told the price, it was £350,000. Now, if we're going to pay that for a defender who's playing well below us in the league, then we've probably got to rethink January again, because, you know, it's basically a seller's market, and that's difficult. It would be the wrong thing for us to do. And we've got the money to do it. So all
those
people
say
we've no money.
Have we got the money there?
Yeah.
Have we got the money?
People saying we've no money, that's ridiculous. Stefan and Edin have been very upfront from day one about how they will run this business, and that's their prerogative. But yes, they have money to spend. So unlike in previous windows where we haven't had it, we now want it. The frustration is it's spending it in the right way. It would be easy to spend 350 grand on this defender,
yep.
But what if he doesn't work, and what if we then struggle for the next few months, etc. When it's right, and hopefully it'll be right in the next couple of weeks, we will do it.
What do you make of the team today? Answering a lot of questions, and it has been a difficult couple of weeks. A lot of doom and gloom, despite where we are in the league. But great opportunity today. What do you think of the team? 3-5-2?
I think that's a team that's come to win, hasn't it? That's a team that's come to win. You know, we've got height at the back. We've got pace on each flank in Robinson and Gilliard.
And goals up top.
Great to see White back. Is he fully fit? I think I'd take a 60% fit Charlie White, wouldn't you? He's probably about 85-90% fit. I saw him earlier in the week having some treatment at the stadium. He's like a racehorse. That man's just in such tip-top condition. But yeah, does need rest at times. But you've got Paul Taylor around him, who's going to do a lot of work. And I think we're going to push on. We've got a great game ahead. You know, there's going to be goals. But we don't really want a draw, do we? We want a win, of course, and we don't want a defeat, but we want to win, and I think we'll do it. I really do.
It's a results business, and when we don't get results, it puts pressure on everybody, doesn't it, at the club? But I've got to say, positive. That's what we've been hearing today from the players in the dressing room.
I thought Dominic Pauleon's interview in the TNA today was fantastic. Yep. Yeah, he struggles, you know, like a few of the players, and a lot of our fans struggle to understand the negativity. We get it around transfers, I get that, and the inactivity, and everyone's talking about, you know, crisis at the club, boardroom fallouts, and with the players and management. Rubbish. I'm there every day. I'm there every day, as is Stuart, as is Greg, as are the players. There's a really good spirit. It's just proving difficult and frustrating at the moment, but we're working our hardest. That's all we can do. We're asking the fans to support us this afternoon, and the positive attitude is all that we can put in today. There's going to be no one signed today, so we may as well get on with the players that we've got, haven't we?
Yeah, well, it's a good team today. Well, what do you make of all this talk? I mean, you're on Twitter, you're on social media, a lot of stories. You hear a story every day. Stuart's walked out was the latest one. He's had a bust up with Edin. Edin's coaching, he wants to run the club. You hear it all the time.
Rubbish, yeah. I heard that Edin picked the team last week, rubbish. I heard that Stuart walked out yesterday, rubbish. He was on the coach. I've heard everything, you know, and that's why, with a bit of tongue in cheek from my tweets, you know, I've started saying, yeah, I'm playing left back and Billy Bingham's up front. Not a bad idea, that, by the way.
Need a big lad up there, yeah.
But I will not reply to nonsense. Like Bristol Rovers tweeted out today, the game was off. It was a fake account. So who is doing this? Well done to you. Well done, yeah. You're fantastic. You're really clever at getting a couple of retweets, because it's not doing anyone any good. No. And so we're not going to reply to it, because it's a waste of time. But yeah, jog on.
Well, that just about answers that. That's what we wanted from you, James. Quick prediction today, then.
I think we'll win it 3-1.
3-1. Top man, James Mason's going for victory.
And
lovely,
we will not hide. You asked me to come on. I'll come on. We'll not hide from anything.
We sent him a text.
Nothing
he said,
to hide from.
I'll do it. We will do it.
We're in this together, aren't we?
Everything
are we, Billy?
Is positive.
We certainly are, James.
Did you have a good night out last night, by the way?
Very good night.
Where did you go, can we say?
We were down the harbour side, just a couple of pre-warm-up match pints, you know, as
right
it is.
So. Right,
he's looking after me. He's my bouncer.
Good. Appreciate your support, boys.
Great stuff. Right, let's hope we can win. James Mason, join us. Pulse 2, Match Day Live. Love that. That answers a few critics. A lot of speculation, a lot of doom and gloom this week. You've got it from the horse's mouth. It's on no other radio station. James Mason is with us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.
This is Pulse 2 Match Day Live.